is the importance of decompression? My name is Dawn Culp. I'm a certified hypnotherapist, meditation coach, Reiki master teacher, and owner of the Zen Room in Gilroy, California. You can also find us online at www.thezenroom.net. And today we're going to be discussing decompression. Hi everyone, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Zen Room. So I am actually having a quick conversation with all of you on the heels of a nice reminder for myself. So anyone listening to this podcast, it is actually December the 30th, 2018, and I have just come off of, and I'm actually, 2 days left, of a really great 10-day decompression vacation. And whenever I say the word vacation for a lot of people, they say, oh, where are you going? You know, when I was coming out of a very busy holiday season, just about ready to kick off my vacation, I chatted with a few people at the Zen Room, and of course, what are you doing? And my response was, pretty much nothing. Which, for some people, they're like, oh my gosh, you have 10 days off, you need to take advantage of it, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. And sometimes we will take, my husband and I will take a portion of 10 days and plan something, maybe go to the snow, or maybe do a 2-3 day stint somewhere and use the rest of our vacation for relaxation. But that was not the case this particular time. It was full-blown decompression, full-blown. And it felt very necessary. In fact, we toyed with the idea of maybe going to the snow for a couple of days, but at the end of the day, when we looked at each other and we kind of slept on it, we thought, you know what? We need a break. We need, because, you know, even taking 2 or 3 days off and going to the snow, or taking two or three days and going somewhere, for me, that just felt like work. That felt like, okay, you've got to pack, and then you've got to, we don't have a car that's good for the snow, so we should probably rent a truck, and it started to feel like more to-dos. And sometimes, that's absolutely what feels right, but on this particular occasion, it was a full-on decompression. So it's interesting, because in preparing for this podcast, I did a search on the importance of decompression. And I found oodles and oodles and oodles of articles for scuba divers. That seemed to be the most prevalent response when talking about the importance of decompression. So I started reading some of the articles and I said, do you know what? That's relevant. That's relevant not just to scuba divers, but to people in general. So when I came across this one website, worlddivingreview.com, some of their scuba diving safety tips, and I'll just share, I'll share this with you. Scuba diving puts the body under a lot of pressure in a very real sense. A scuba diver going down the depths of the ocean experiences an ever-increasing pressure from his or her surrounding environment the deeper he or she goes. This pressure has an effect in the body of the diver, which, if not addressed correctly, can lead to excruciating pain, physical damage, and even death. So I've never been scuba diving. I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's something that I will ever do. I don't have a calling for it. Some people are like mermaids or mermen. They just love the ocean. They love the water. They love to be in the water. That is not me. I tend to be more of a land lover. You'll sooner find me jumping out of an airplane skydiving than you will scuba diving. But, you know, you never know. I could change my mind in 10 years and decide to give it a try. But I do know of some scuba divers. In fact, my sister is a certified scuba diver. And I remember her talking about the importance of decompression. So if I go back to this article, worldlivingreview.com, scuba diving safety tips. One of the most important ways to counter the mounting pressure being exerted on the scuba diver's body while diving is doing decompression stops. When doing a decompression stop, a diver has to stop at certain depths in the water, stay there for a pre-calculated length of time and allow his or her body to release the micro bubbles which can be found in a diver's body after every dive. These micro bubbles are the main cause of decompression sickness, which is a common thing among divers. So, what these divers will do, as I understand it, is they will schedule these decompression stops, and referred to as staged decompression. And so it got me thinking, if we as a society, and I will say in the Silicon Valley and probably in other metropolitan areas, and you know what, in all honesty, any parts of the world where you're just feeling like there's a little too much pressure a little too often, doesn't even have to be Silicon Valley, there's pockets all over the world where the pressure's just a little too strong more often than it should be. The importance of taking those decompression stops is really, really important. It's really, really important. The scuba diving was a really cool example to get me to understand, okay, so a diver goes down, 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 diving deep down into the water, down into the depths of the ocean, the environment's changing, before he or she just pops back up like a cork on the water, this scuba diver has to take little individual decompression stops, or it can lead to excruciating pain, physical damage, and in some cases even death if you go too quickly. So it got me thinking, okay, I know how valuable the last 8 days off have been for me. I have gotten massive amounts of rest. I feel like my body has used every minute of that rest. I have been able to get some thoughts out of my head, meaning, you know, if you're constantly thinking, okay, I've got to run here and I've got to do this, and then the business needs this, and I've got to go on that buying trip, and I've got to do, you know, there's this business to run, and then my husband has his own business to run, and then collectively we've got a lot to do to manage two businesses, and then of course you've got the holidays and you're cooking for family, and it's like go, 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 pressure, pressure, pressure. Everybody's got to be everywhere, somewhere, sometime. And you can feel yourself, and I know that there are people out there who feel this because they're coming to me going, man, I need decompression. I need meditation, energy work. I need all of the things that, you know, the Zen Room provides. My clients are telling me this because I need decompression, and I feel it. I feel it in my body that if I'm not careful, I could easily pop. And they feel their own micro bubbles bubbling up inside of them. So I know the importance and the value that even just a half hour or 1 hour or a little meditation can do to decompress you. But what I would like to ask all of you, since we are on the heels of a brand new year, 2019 is right around the corner. I know a lot of times people will give themselves very lofty goals for their New Year's resolution. I would like you to consider one of your promises to yourself being more decompression throughout the year. Now, for me, I had one great big decompression stop for Christmas. I had, like I said, 10 days off with my husband. And it was very, very necessary. But one of the promises that I'm making to myself for 2019 is more regular decompression stops, right? As opposed to having one giant one at the end of the year with little ones sprinkled here and there. You know, some people might call it, I need more balance in my life. Because if you don't decompress enough, if every single day off that you take, you are running to go do something fun, you might hit burnout. And I don't want anybody to hit burnout. I don't want to hit burnout. I don't want my husband to hit burnout. What if you were to make yourself a deal and say, yes, we're going to go and do all the fun trips. Yes, we still plan to take the family vacations. However, I am marking, you know, Sunday afternoons from now on, or the first Sunday afternoon of every month to be unplug, decompress, don't work, don't do anything, just go take a hike, or just go take a nice walk in the meadow, or meditate all afternoon, or I don't know, whatever decompression looks and feels like to you. My ask of you, as it is going to be my ask of my own self, more decompression stops, so that when I am upon my holiday break this time next year, that I don't feel like I need to take 10 full days of decompression. It's been awesome. It's been great. Actually, I was telling my husband a couple days ago, I have decompressed to the point where I am actually now scratching on boredom's door, which is reminding me how much I enjoy what I do for a living, looking forward to going back to work. Yeah, it's nice to be excited about getting back to work. So I said, okay, this is a really, really good thing, and this is a really important message. So where in your life, my question to all of you is, where in your life have you maybe allowed your pressure cooker to get a little too hot? Where in your life have you maybe allowed yourself to bubble up and almost boil over to the point where you might make yourself sick? To the point where you might give yourself, you know, physical pain, headaches, stomach aches, too much to do. And I get feeling like you want to use your time off to go do something fun, because work can sometimes be a grind for a lot of people, and we feel like we owe it to ourselves to go do something fun. And while I don't disagree with that, all I'm asking is maybe build in a little decompression time. Build in, if you have 7 days off, maybe go do something fun for 4 days and then take the remaining 3 days to just take a vacation from your vacation to decompress. So if we know the importance of decompressing for scuba divers, we know the importance of acclimation in general. Acclimation is a big, big deal. I remember when I was a little girl, we used to have these really, really, really thin glass drinking glasses. Like the glass was so, so thin and so, so dainty. And I remember taking one of the glasses out of the dishwasher and wanting to use it for something cold to drink. But it was hot. Like it was really, really hot because it just came out of the dishwasher. So my 12-year-old brain says, let's put it in the freezer. So we went from the dishwasher hot, 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 and I stuck it in the freezer thinking that, oh, this is going to be great. I can use it for a cool drink. It broke the glass. The glass broke, and I had a little lesson in I don't know, is that physics? About the, you know, the importance of letting something acclimate before moving it from hot, hot, hot into a cold, cold, cold environment. You have to let it acclimate first. So whether you want to call it decompression, whether you want to call it acclimation, the importance of not burning the candle on both ends, taking some time to just be still, taking some time to just chill out. I remember I was doing a meditation, just a quiet, you know, 30-minute meditation a few days back. We have a little meditation spot in my house. And I was just meditating, and I just kept seeing me in a very busy, busy, loud room. Lots of glasses clinking, lots of laughter, lots of people talking, and I remember saying, okay, my meditation is showing me that I'm a very, very, very loud room, and that there was a door ahead of me. And it was very clear that I was supposed to walk through the door. So I opened the door, I walked through the door, I closed the door behind me, and all of a sudden I was hit with the most beautiful silence. It was like I was in a soundproof room. And so I got in the soundproof silent room in my meditation, and I remember having the thought, why am I here? Even though I kind of already knew. And it was very, very clear, because you can't hear yourself out there. You can't hear yourself think out in the party room. So I said, okay. So I just let my mind be still in this very quiet, quiet room in my meditation. And if I had a thought of, oh, I'm supposed to throw the laundry into the dryer, I would let that just float out. And I just sat in the quiet, sat really, really still. And then I just all of a sudden had these little ahas start to drop in. And the ahas are different than a thought that you think. You will know what I'm talking about when it happens to you. All of a sudden, you'll just have this aha or this download or this idea or feeling that feels very different than a thought that you would have in your own brain. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, that's really, really good. I've got to remember that. I'll do a podcast about that in 2019. Or, oh, that's an interesting way of looking at that idea that I had from last month, or whatever. Like, all of a sudden, these really cool, cohesive, bigger than me ideas start coming in. And it's because I had gone into the quiet room. I had left the party, gone into the quiet room, and just sat in the quiet. And there was a beautiful sound in there, that sound of nothing. You know, Simon and Garfunkel call it the sound of silence. So when I came out of that meditation, I said, okay, that not only was very, very telling, because I feel like I've been in a party where it's been really, really loud and a lot to do and a lot to take care of in preparation for the holiday break that we were taking. You know, whenever you're taking 10 days off, the 3 weeks before that 10 days off is really, really busy. It was really, really nice to be reminded about the importance of quiet, the importance of stillness, the importance of decompression. So if one of your goals, if you're listening to this podcast and one of your goals is to find more balance because you know your body needs it, you know your energy, spirit, you know, what do they call it? You can feel it when your spirits start to dampen. If you just feel like, I know I need to do this, my ask of you is to then make it happen. Even if it's in small doses, even if you dedicate your, like I said, your first Sunday afternoon of every month to decompression, I encourage you to do it, because feeling good in the mind, body, and spirit is far, far too important, and it feels really, really good to have all that excess energy back, all of that excitement to go back to work back. It feels really good to do all that. And that is my wish for all of you. So as we wrap up this holiday season and as we start on with our new year, if decompression is something that feels like it's a good idea for you, please, please, please do it for yourself. It's good. It's a good idea. All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Zen Room. And I look forward to talking to you again in 2019. But for now, Happy New Year, everyone. And we'll talk soon.